what you need me to do for you. And sometimes it just might be a simple thing. Just a kind deed, just a smile, just a word, just help, just encouragement, just positive influence. All the way up to the place where, boy, you'll be winning souls to the kingdom of God. Because that's the ultimate desire. That's what he wants us to do. That's his will for our life and for our work. What? Help him win souls back to the kingdom of God. Help him reconcile or hook him, his people back up to him. The way it had already been made. Everything had been already taken care of. The banquet has already been prepared. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a man who gave a great brand banquet. It's already been prepared. It's already set up. It's already there. All of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, is right here. It's at your hand. It's available to you. All of it, the whole banquet, the whole everything is right here. He said, go and tell them, man, come celebrate. Come to the banquet. Everything has been prepared. Everything is laid out right here. All the peace that you're ever going to need is on that table. All the joy that you're ever going to need is on that table. All the love that you're ever going to need is all the provisions that you're ever going to need. All the salvation in whatever area that you might need salvation in, all that's on that table. And he said, come and eat freely. The bread of life is on that table. Prosperity is on that table. Abundance and no like is on that table. Peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away is on that table. Sovereignty, complete rule, dominion, the right to dominate and to control and to manage it, and royal power. What the power of the Most High God, the ability of the Most High God, the functioning of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, all that's on that table. What table is that, boy? That's in the kingdom of God. That's God's way of doing things. I'm talking about eating laid out a banquet. The Bible say that. The kingdom of heaven is like a I just said it, man, like a man who prepared a banquet, boy, for his son. And told everybody, go invite, man, people to come in. That's where they end up at, boy, where you get full of the Spirit of the Lord, man, and full of the power of God, and full of the life of God, and full of the light of God. And when we go, we'll be the light of the world. City that sit up on the hill can't be hid. And people who sit in darkness, I don't care if they see just a little flicker of light, they come into the light. The Bible says, boy, those who sit in darkness saw a great light. And boy, they talking about Jesus after he had come out of the wilderness, man, and put the devil on his feet. And boy, when they saw that great light, boy, then he began to preach and say, repent, change, prepare to change. Prepare to change in every area of your life. Starting in your thinking first, because as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Repent means to change your way of thinking first. It means change everything. If you're doing something wrong, change. If you're doing that ain't right, change. Yeah, but it means, but first, that all that's inclusive in it, but the first thing you got to do all of that is change the way you're thinking. Instead of thinking, man, I'm a lost sinner, you guys thinking, boy, I'm saved by grace. Instead of thinking, man, I'm sick and trying to get here, you start thinking, man, I'm healed, and that lying devil trying to steal my health from me. Instead of thinking, man, I hope I didn't make it to heaven, man, you got to change your way of thinking and say, boy, heaven and came to me. All of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. That's what Jesus said. You got to change your way of thinking because you've been trained up and thought, man, to live the best way you can and hope that when you die, you make it to heaven. No, you got to change your way of thinking of that. Why? Because I couldn't bring heaven to you. And let me say it right. I couldn't bring heaven back to you. I couldn't bring heaven back to you. One more time. I come to bring heaven back to you, said the Lord. It was once upon the earth. You know, in your Bible, you got two perfect chapters in the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. In those two chapters, man, there ain't no unbroken fellowship. Ain't no sin. Ain't no rebellion. Ain't none of these things that we see going on here in our earth here today and that we've seen and from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of, to now. None of that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. It wasn't no church like we have. Wasn't no choir. There wasn't no apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Wasn't no religion. Wasn't none of that. None of that. And boy, each day when God was making men in those two chapters, the first day he said, God said, it was good. And then on the second day, he said, it was good. That's a good day. On the third day, he said, that's a good day. Fourth, fifth, sixth day, he said, that's a good day. On the sixth day, he said, and let's make mankind just like us. I done got everything prepared for him, everything for him to fulfill his purpose. Everything is in order. I done gave myself a baby shower. I done put everything in place. Now for the grand entrance of my most prized possession. On the sixth day, he said, let's make man. That's you and I and everybody. And he said this, let's make him just like us. Let's give them the same character that we have, the same nature that we have, the same function and ability that we have, to be just like us in character, in nature, to walk like us, talk like us, think like us, act like us, live like us, be like us. Because they come from us. Let us make man in our image. So the Bible says, so God created. That's very important right there. First, he decided what he wanted, and then, man, he spoke what he wanted. Then he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted it made from, and what he wanted came from what he wanted it made from, exactly what he said. When he wanted the animals, he spoke to the earth. From the earth came the animals. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself, and from himself came you and I. And, boy, he set us on course toward our destination. He planted a garden. He planted a delightful place. With an open door into the presence of the Most High God. He planted that for a moment on a spot on the earth. What he did, he planted, boy, an environment, an atmosphere. The same environment and atmosphere of the heaven where he lived at. He planted that atmosphere and that environment on the ground, on the earth. And there he placed the man. And from there he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this little garden. Make this whole earth, this wilderness, this barren land, make it just like this garden. Set up the same atmosphere and environment over the whole earth just like it is in this garden. That's your assignment. That's your word. Let me say it simple. Make it on earth just like it is in heaven. What God want to do? He want to colonize earth with heaven. He wanted to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And know how he's going to get that done? Not himself. He's going to get that done through us. That's our assignment. What he want to do? He want to colonize earth with heaven through his children. Listen, we can't do nothing without God. And God won't do nothing without us. He will not do nothing without us because he gave us dominion in the earth. And he said, you be fruitful, and you multiply, and you make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. I give you everything that you have need of to fulfill that purpose and that destiny that I set for your life. I place on the inside of you all the potential that you need in order to accomplish that. And boy, he started him off on his course. Now go and be fruitful and multiply and make this whole earth just like it is in heaven. And he was walking and talking with him in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship, no sin, none of that. All that's going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In Genesis chapter 3, man, something happened. It caused God to change his plan. But his purpose, hallelujah, his purpose ain't never going to change. What his purpose is, man, that it be in our life here on earth like it is in heaven, that, man, we rule and reign, man, over the earth. God said, let them have dominion over the earth. Over all the works of my hand on the earth. The heavens belong to me. The earth, man, I'm going to give to them. The heaven is my territory, my domain, man. The earth is going to be their territory, their domain, their kingdom. And what they're going to be doing, they're going to be ruling and reigning, dominion Over what? Over people and one another? No. Over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom in their lives here on the earth. They're going to be dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptom, and everything that comes from the earth. They're going to be dictating to it instead of it dictating to them like it is now. He set that up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And by the way, when he was talking to Adam in the garden, he was talking to everybody. Adam is not the name that he gave to that one man. Adam is the name he gave to the human race, mankind, Adam, dark earth, for what the body is concerned. He made one body from the ground and never went back to the ground again. Everybody came from that one body. So when God was talking to Adam in the garden, he was talking to everybody, because everybody was in that one body. So when you say have dominion, you talking to you too. When you say be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth like it is in heaven, you talking to you too. Listen, when he was talking to Jesus, he was talking to you too. What are you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom. I'm talking about the good news about the kingdom. You know, the word gospel means glad tidings, good news. It's not just the message of the kingdom, but it's the good news about the kingdom and about all this that I'm talking about. What's the good news about all that you're talking about? That's available to us right now. That's the gospel of it. That's the good news about it. It's available to us not in the sweet by and by, not when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. No, it's already right. That's available to us right now. We can come back into Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 and back to the Garden of Eden and eat out the tree of life forever and ever and ever and ever. When are the starting now? Starting when you come to the knowledge of it. That what? That all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. At your hands means it's within hand reach. That's how close it is. It ain't in the sweet by and by nowhere. Boy, it's right there within your reach. It's an invisible kingdom. You can't see it. You can't handle it. You can't touch it with these natural eyes, but it's more real than this physical kingdom. In fact, this physical realm came from it. All things was made by it. Without it, was not anything made that was made. It's more real than this physical realm that you live in. You think God ain't real? Can you see him? Can you hear him with these natural ears? Can you touch him? You think he ain't real? Yeah, he real. How come you can't see him? Because that's the heavenly places. Where is he at? Our Father which art in heaven. Where heaven at? It ain't no far, 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 far away place nowhere. Boy, it's right here. You just can't see it. All of the kingdom of heaven, man, has been restored back to the earth. All of it. And it's our inheritance. It belongs to us. What's the problem, Arthur? You don't know about it. You haven't church. You're having good preaching and good singing and good service and good seminars and good programs and good things that we're doing all out in the earth and everything else, and all those are good things. But that's the minor. Know what the major is, man? You are little G God. You are offspring of the Most High God. And our assignment, man, is to establish the kingdom of heaven upon this earth. Is to go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. What you mean reconciling the world back to himself? Putting us back into Genesis 1 and 2. Putting us back into everything that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. No unbroken fellowship, no sin, nothing. What Adam had, dominion. Over all the earth, over everything. With the assignment, man, and the potential to be fruitful and multiply and make everything pay on in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. To make everything in our homes here on earth, just like it is in heaven. To make everything in our families here on earth, just like it is in heaven. To make everything in our everyday living and everyday walking and everyday talking and everyday being here on earth, just like it is in heaven. You know you got the potential on the inside of you to do that? Let me tell you something. A manufacturer don't release his product to the market until it's been tested. In other words, man, before they release it to the market, they already built on the inside of it the potential to fulfill its purpose. I'm going to say that again. Before a manufacturer releases any product to the market, man, they go through the test. They test it. They check it out. Void proper, man, to make sure that that it's fulfilled, man, its potential. That it has everything on the inside of it to fulfill its potential. For what purpose, Arthur? For the manufacturer's name's sake. Glory to God. What Jesus say, boy, all I'm gonna do all this here, not because you good and you dead and you got it all together and everything else. All this here is for my name's sake. I tell you, we made by God Incorporation. And if the product ain't no good, then that make the manufacturer. No, you say, boy, for his name's sake, a lot of things that he's doing. Because that was for his name's sake. So if the product broke or something, boy, you say, send the product back to the manufacturer, boy, at no cost to you. We'll fix it up and we'll send it to you. If we can't fix it, we'll send you a brand new one. Why? For my name's sake. Hallelujah. Everything that God doing and has done for us and will continue to do for us, boy, it's for his name's sake. What do you mean his name's sake? Let me say it in some scripture way of saying it. Boy, he got to watch over his word to perform it. He not a man that he should lie. Nor do he like the son of man that he had to repent. Nor if he said it, it's done deal. If he spoke it, it's coming to pass. He's a God of integrity. Boy, he's a good God. He's a great God. He's a great manufacturer. And everything that he made, all his products that he made, let me say this here, listen to me close. All the products that he made, hey, listen, they were good. You know what he said on the sixth day when he made you and I? He said that was very good. Lord, on the mother days, he said it was good. But when he made you and I on the sixth day, he said that was very good. And the Bible says he rested from all his works. In other words, boy, it's a done deal. He set the end in the beginning. He showed us the finished product, man, in the beginning of the book. You know, you go all the way to the end of your book, man, in Revelation chapter 20, it says this here. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. And they shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God was with the children of men. What? Boy, he saw a new heaven and a new earth. And he saw, boy, he saw us coming down from heaven and dwelling on earth. And it was like it is, it was on earth, just like it is in heaven. And just like God was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day on earth, on heaven, on earth, same shall it be, boy, at the end. It's going to be on earth, just like it is in heaven. Even if God got to create a new earth. In the new heavens, new atmosphere, new whatever, he's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Why? Because, man, he said that. And then in Genesis chapter 27 or something like that, in chapter 1, verse 27, 28, he says, so God created. That's past tense. Man in his image. In his image created. That's past tense. He them. Male and female created. He them. And listen, I said last week, we're trying to get what God had already gave us. We're trying to get blessed when God had already blessed us. And the Bible says, God, male and female created he them. And God blessed. Not gonna bless. Not wanna bless. Not maybe a bless. But already have. Blessed them. God blessed them. God blessed them. God empowered them. God put on the inside of them the potential to fulfill, man, they God given purpose and destiny. Know what else it says, boy, in the book of Ephesians? Man, thanks be unto God who has blessed us. Not going to bless. That word H-A-T-A, that's the old English word in the King James Version. That means, man, past tense. He ain't trying to bless us. He's already blessed us. Thanks be unto God who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where your blessings at, boy, they're in heavenly places. Where your father at, he in heavenly places. Where your source, who your father is, your source and your sustainer. Where your resources are, they in heavenly places. Where you are, you need to realize that you've been restored back to heavenly places too, that you've been raised up and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places too, that you have been translated out of this kingdom of darkness, man, this world system that we live in, over into the kingdom of God, dear son. You need to realize that, boy, you're a citizen of the kingdom. Let me just say it instead of just a member of a church. Members ain't got no rights. Citizen has rights. You got a right to all the blessing of God. You got a right to your inheritance. You got a right to healing. You got a right to deliverance. You got a right to provision. You got a right to all that God has. You got a right to all God, all that he is, his character, his nature, everything. That you got rights to there. That's our rights. You don't never make no demand on your rights, man. You don't never get it because you got an enemy. You know what the problem is? As I close, get ready to close this broadcast, you know, I've been trying to teach this message here, man, I'm talking about 40 years. But it ain't never, man, every time I try to get into it, I never be able to just really just go into it like I do in about the kingdom message. It's just an introduction because it's all about getting in the kingdom and getting back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and the life that man, God had with his family, that kind of life. That's why Jesus said, I ain't come that you might have life. I ain't talking about just life in this natural world and I'm talking about abundant life. What? Back in Eden. Back in the Garden of Eden. Where you can come back into the Garden of Eden and eat out the tree of life. Come back into that place, man, where God designed for you to be fruitful and multiply. Because that's the only place you can do it from. We can't fulfill our purpose, man, out here in this world system. Man. You got to get back into Eden. Then when you get back to Eden, this is where I say I've been trying to get to, boy. It's not enough, man, to come on back and get back into the kingdom. Now that you come into the kingdom and everything else, and now that you saved, you need to learn. Now you got to learn how to live saved. Now that you have been anointed unto your God, a king and a priest, you got to learn how to reign in life. You got to learn, man, how to represent God properly. You got to learn those things. That's what Jesus Christ, man, was teaching. That's what he was preaching, man, what? The laws of the kingdom, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, how to operate, man, from there. What are the laws that governs that? How to walk in the kingdom, how to talk in the kingdom, how to be in the kingdom, how to think in the kingdom. He said, don't be conformed to this world, sister, but now you got to be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So you begin to think like God think. Instead of thinking I can't, you start thinking, oh, yes, I can. Instead of thinking, man, I'm sick, you start thinking, man, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Instead of thinking, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it, you start thinking, man, all my needs already met. Instead of thinking, man, I hope I make it in and hope I die, get to heaven, man, you know, and everything will be all right, man, you start thinking, man, I'm saved already, man, full of the Spirit of God, man. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, man. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm already blessed, man, in the city, blessed in the field. Everything I put my hand to, blessed. Man, you got to think that way. You got to learn how to think that way and then walk that way and then talk that way and then act that way and then live that way. You got to learn the laws of the kingdom. Listen, there are some in the Garden of Eden, it ain't the same law that he gave to Moses. I'm talking about not the original laws. That was before Moses and all of them came. That was before Adam even ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm talking about the laws that God set up in his kingdom. There's a law in the kingdom, man, called a law of life. Boy, that's the primary law, man. That's the first one right there, man. What's that law? Man, what the king say goes. What you mean, man? You think anything can alter the word that have gone forth out of his mouth? You think when God say, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion, even if man lost that dominion and lost everything else and let them rule and reign on the earth and let it be in their lives here on earth like it is in heaven, you think that word that gone forth out of God's mouth, even though man his plans changed and accomplishing all that, gonna stop that from happening? Man, that's a law of life right there. That's the first word that he spoke, boy. That's a law. That's a law of life. Right there, that law, that's why Romans chapter 8 say that law sets you free from the law of sin and death. Even though, man, another law came in existence and mankind ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and lost his relationship with God and became spiritually dead or separated from God, yeah, that don't stop that law of life, man, what God spoke even before he ate off that. God said, let's make them just like us and let them have dominion and let it be in their lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Hey, let earth be a colony of heaven and let my children, man, master it and dominion and have stewardship over it, and man, make it that way. I'm giving them their assignment. I don't care what the devil did. I don't care what no serpent come in the garden and did. I don't care what Adam and Eve did. I don't care what you did. Nobody else did. Can't nothing alter the word that went forth out of his mouth, man. Boy, his plans and everything else have changed in the cops in there. But when he said that, Ben, that's a done deal. That's the law of life right there. That's the law that sets you free from the law of sin and death. Even though you missed it and everything else, yeah, God already spoke over your life, man. Before you missed it. And his counsel going to stand. Fix this in your heart, man. I'm God. And there's none like me in Isaiah chapter 46. I declare the end from the beginning. I finish first, and then I start. I show you the end first. What's the end? Let's make man just like us and ours, and let it be in their life here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the end. Let it be on earth just like it is in heaven, man. Let it be in all our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Heaven on earth. Let me tell you something. Yeah, devil in hell can answer that. That's a law. That's a primary law. That's a law of life that's in Christ Jesus. When Paul was saying, man, old wretched man that I am, things I want to do, I can't do. Some things I do, I don't want to do. Sometimes things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Listen, that ain't got nothing to do with Paul's behavior and character and everything else. That's man letting us know something, man. Let us know what. That man, we have not arrived yet, and we got some issues, and we're going to fall short of the mark, man. But while we falling short of the mark, man, we need to come to the realization of something. What? That there's a law, man, called a law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that has set me free from that law of sin and death. Because all them things that I want to do and can't do, man, and all them transgressions that I'm doing, man, the penalty for that is death. But thanks be unto God. The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, what law is that, man? What God said. What God said when? Not in the beginning, from the beginning. That's a little bit different. In the beginning, what y'all you hear, man, and all you know about, man, from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of the Bible. Like I told you, Genesis, it's two perfect chapters in your Bible. Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In Genesis chapter 3, man, mankind fell or rebelled or got separated from God. And everything that God had been doing all the way from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of your Bible is a means to one end. What's that, Arthur? To get you and I back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2. To get us back into what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. To get us back into that way of living, to that. What's that, Arthur? That's the kingdom of God. That's what God was doing. And God's way of doing it. Adam them messed up, man. They tried to fix it up. They went clothe themselves with some fig leaves, man. God said, I got this. That's your way of doing things. You mean well. You're trying to clean yourself up, but that ain't going to get it. The Bible say God, man, went and prepared the clothes for him and killed an animal, man, and clothed him, man, in the coat of them. God did that. God redeemed his life. What Adam did when he put on those fig leaves, he thought that's religion. That's what man was trying to do for God to cover himself up, to hide himself from God. But that's religion. What God did, God killed the animal and came and took them leaves off man, Adam and Eve, and put them in on man, a cloak, man, that would cover them, man, for all their sin until the righteous demands of a just God could be met and he could come into this earth himself and redeem our lives from that destruction. And baby, he did that 2,000 years ago. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. There are some laws in the kingdom of God that we got to learn how to operate in. That's the first one, the law of life. You got to know that, man, you got everlasting life. You got to know that you are God already finished with your life. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus and what you have and what you can do and where you're headed. That's the law of life. You got to know, man, that you are who God say you are. That's the law of life. And then the way you live this kind of life that I'm talking about, this kingdom life that I'm talking about, there's another law. It's called a law of faith. You don't do this by observing of the law. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I'm talking about the Mosaic law. It's going to fulfill those Mosaic laws. But, boy, I'm talking about these laws here, man, going to justify, clean us up, and everything else. What law is that? That's a law of faith. Then there's another law in the kingdom that we're going to learn about, the law of love. That's the agape love of God. That's the love that God loves us with. Then there's the fourth law, man, called a perfect law of liberty. When you realize, man, how free you really are, that nothing can stop us from being, man, what God said about us in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and that every chain that was ever there to bind us up, man, is not going to be broken, already broken. All you got to do is come on out and set yourself free. And the last one that we're going to discuss, man, in these years to come is a law of sowing and reaping, how to get everything from the unseen realm, the heavenly realm, into this seen realm. How? By the words that you speak. By sowing and reaping, by sowing to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reaping everlasting life, by learning how to talk, talking like God, speaking what God say about you. Instead of speaking what the circumstance, situation, and symptoms say, start saying what God say about the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. I love you. My wife, Gail, and I love you with the love of the Lord. My phone number is 713-870-3776. Again, that's 713-870-3776. We would love to hear from you in the name of Jesus.
This is Pastor